we're going to tie in our complete meal here on the grill with both barbecue meat and vegetables. One thing that we do, I did it last night, Tinley. We had a little 15th birthday party for her last night. She had a few friends over. And one thing I realized last night that I need to learn to do in my cooking is prepare for a different age. Where in the past, you put a corn, and I keep it corn in the shuck and just put it on the grill. No prep work. Just take it off, take the shuck off, and the corn's perfectly done. You can burn as much of the husk as you want. It never transcends through to the corn. I say never. I mean, I'm sure you could if you left it on long enough or you weren't watching. But in the past, when we would take the corn off, you could break the cobs in half, and there was enough for everybody. Well, these teenage girls, they took the whole cob, and
they ate the whole
thing. Me and Mama
didn't
get any corn.
Oh. Corn is good. Corn on the cob, especially when you roast it in the husk. It's been fun for Tim to be part of the show. You had some other little tidbits for us on cooking instructions, didn't
you? I just wanted to cover chicken real quick because there was something CDC put out a notice about not washing raw chicken. I'm like, well, we did chicken last night. We did what we call a beer butt chicken. It's a stand, and you put a can of beer or soda in this stand, and then you put the chicken over it. That's behind goes over the cans, so we call it a beer butt chicken. I think there's another technical term for it, but as it boils, the liquid washes the chicken.
Moisture.
Yeah, exactly. But it says not to wash raw chicken. Well, when you get a whole chicken, it's still got the guts inside. I mean, you gotta
take
clean out the
out.
Chicken.
Clean the chicken, man.
What do you mean, don't rinse your chicken? I don't
you
wash
You gotta
the chicken
remember
all the time.
Though that cooking is the kill step, so. Well,
right.
Tim.
And that safety is 165 degrees internal temperature.
Yeah, 165 degrees. Right. So, Tim, any last minute tips for our listeners?
You can't be successful if you don't try. That's number one. You got to get something on the grill, even if you're not used to grilling. But, you got to experiment and practice. But one of the things that's a good recipe that we try for, most people do the shish kebabs. And we'll do cut up the whatever vegetables you like, mostly bell peppers and mushrooms, and we marinate them in just regular straight Italian dressing. Get the cheapest Italian dressing you can find. You don't have to have the fancy marinades. You can get just cheap Italian dressing, put that in the vegetables, try to do it overnight if you can, and then do the chicken separate and the beef separate, is what we do, and then we have tomatoes and mushrooms. Keep everything separate. I like to grill them on a shish kebab, a bamboo skewer, and I put all the light vegetables together. That way I can cook everything to the correct temperature, because when you make a nice, pretty shish kebab with one piece of everything on it, it's hard to get the chicken and the beef and everything exactly cooked. You cook two things overdone as opposed to cooking them right.
Sure.
Put the tomatoes later. So that's a great, healthy idea. It's easy, cheap to do, like I said, but just get Italian dressing and then turn around and add some beef rub to the beef, add some chicken rub to the chicken, that way you can accent those flavors so everything doesn't taste like Italian.
Oh, that's awesome. So
we do that all the time.
Thank you, Tim. And we're going to finish up with Stephanie Smallhouse, president of the Arizona Farm Bureau. Steph, are you on the line?
I am. I'm here. I'm so excited Tim's on the phone today. Boy, you guys have been covering a lot. You've got veggies, beef, barbecue, peaches, and chicken guts. That's quite a morning.
We're filling the whole plate, as in fill your plate.
You got to get that gravy thick.
Yes.
That's right. Well, it's a busy morning here at the CarLink. We're shipping this morning. And so speaking of beef, always glad you guys talk about beef and that Goodwill grill that Julie was talking about earlier. I think the first time we used that, I can't remember if it was the Rodeo Tedesque fire or the Wallow fire, but that was the start of it. Kevin wanted to get out there on the front lines and help feed some of those people that were working that big problem up there. So anyway, we're pretty excited to have that. So glad Julie talked about it. But what I really want to mention this morning in terms of our organization and the great things we're able to do is support leadership. And having Tim as a farmer, but now as a leader in our state, a state representative, I think is very exciting to show how rural folks are coming out of the rural areas to help leadership in the state. And Farm Bureau, we invest in both youth leadership. We spend a lot of time investing in 4-H programs and FFA programs, specifically for what they do for leadership for our youth. But we also spend a lot of time investing in our rural leadership. And Tim's doing such a great job and has shepherded a very tough year in the legislature this year with water issues. So I'm so glad he was able to join you on the phone this morning.
And you know, it just makes me think, both you and Tim came up through the ranks, I believe starting with young farmer and rancher. And do you feel a lot of your leadership skills were developed thanks to Farm Bureau?
Well, me, absolutely. I don't know if Tim feels that way, but I guess he probably does. But for me, for sure. And I would say with all this grill talk this morning, you know, I would try, but I'd rather just eat what other people prepare that know what they're doing.
Me too. Thanks, Stephanie.
You can sign up to support the Arizona Farm Bureau and become a member, $60 a year. Huge list of benefits. You can learn about azfb.org or find a local farmer rancher at fillyourplate.org.
Thank you.